gedraaid. Squiddy Polly. Een aantal mensen die ook erop gestemd hebben. Zo leuk, Wilbert van Kuilen zegt, de beste popplaat die ooit gemaakt is. Perfectie en schoonheid tot in de details. En ook Willem Warmerdam zegt, gewoon onwijs goed. Squiddy Polly en absoluut. En even terug in de tijd. Even alles op een rijtje. Squiddy Polly, waar ken je die ook allemaal weer van? Deze natuurlijk. In Nederland voor deze band. En geloof het of niet, maar ook op het moment dat je het niet verwacht, zijn ze gewoon weer terug. Met een nieuw album binnenkort komt dat uit. En aangezien het ethisch request is, gaan we gewoon praten met de zanger van Squiddy Polly, Mr. Green Guardside on the phone. Good morning, Green.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Here in Amsterdam in the sunshine, having a lovely time.
Finally, there's good weather in Holland.
Yeah, it's so beautiful today, my God.
Yeah, it's an honor to have you in the show in this 80s Request Week, because Cupid and Psych 85 is one of my all-time favorite records from that time.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I really love this. True perfection, that album. It's great.
It took us a long time to make, as I remember, in the 80s, and we did it all in New York, and it was a pretty expensive record to make as well, I think. But it was fun.
It was also really successful in the States.
Yeah, I think it was top 10 in the States, and I guess I'm kind of proud of it. I never really listened to it, so that was the first time I'd heard those songs in ages and ages, but
really?
They sound pretty good still, I think.
You don't hear the songs anymore?
No, I kind of never, once I finished making them, I kind of never... I wouldn't sit down and listen to my own records. No, I'd rather listen to somebody else's.
Wow, but they're so good, you have to go on and buy the album.
I'll go out and buy it today.
Yeah, you just heard the Absolute. It's a great song. Well, let's go back to the beginning of the band. Squiddy Polly was formed in 1978. But, the most successful period of time was the 80s. Absolute, Wood Bees, Word Girl. What can you remember from the time that you wrote those songs?
I can remember kind of when Squiddy started, we were a punk band in living in a squat in Camden in North London. And then I kind of got tired of all that, and I split the band up and I moved to New York. And I decided I wanted to make music that was far more influenced by R&B and the kind of work of people like Quincy Jones and people like that. They were really inspiring me. And it was kind of scary to be for the first time coming stretched from a punk background into a studio with all those great musicians. And but it was very exciting, nerve-wracking, but exciting.
And now after 20 years, those songs are still big radio hits. The songs are timeless. Could you ever think, it's true. Could you ever think of the fact that radio stations would still play those songs on the radio after 20 years?
No. I mean, it's extraordinary to me. I mean, it doesn't seem like 20 years has gone, obviously. You know, it kind of seems like yesterday to me. But, and I still see all the guys that were involved in making those records. And we still do some work together. I go out to Los Angeles and write with them for, like, other people and stuff. And plus, I have my own new band in London. So, it's the happy memories.
Yeah. In that same period, you also did some things for other artists. You wrote Alice for Lover for El Giro, a great song.
Yeah.
And Love of a Lifetime, another great song for Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
Was it
great.
good to work with those artists?
Yeah, it's very... I think the one that I was most intimidated by was Miles Davis.
Yeah,
Miles.
He
covered one of my songs, and when I finally met him and worked with him in the studio, I was shaking like a leaf. But he was a very nice man, and I got to hang out with him and go and visit him in his apartment. But extraordinary times, really.
It must be a big honor that such a legend as Miles Davis recorded one of your songs.
Yeah. I still can't quite believe it. All this time later.
Well, what's true about the story that you have had a serious case of stage fright in those days?
That's true, yeah. It was really, really bad. And I didn't understand that it was, it's what we call in English a panic attack, do you know?
Panic attack, kind of thing.
Yeah, where you get really, really kind of irrationally scared. And so I stopped playing live. And in those days, because of like the emergence of MTV and stuff, you could get by with doing just lots of TV appearances and kind of lip syncing and videos, and I seem to get away with that for a long time. But just recently, I've started playing live again. So
You're finally over it.
I'm finally over it. It only took 20 years, you know.
That's not long.
Not a big deal.
Well, 1988, Skriti Politi released the second album, the third album, I have to say, Provision. Two hits came from that album, Old Patty, Boom, There She Was. And after that, it was quiet for a long time until 1991, the song She's a Woman you recorded.
Yeah.
What happened? What did you do?
I kind of gave up. I got really sick of the music industry, and I gave everything up, and I moved back to my native Wales. I split the band up. I split up with my girlfriend. I fired my manager, and I thought that, you know, enough was enough. And I went, bought myself a little cottage in the countryside, and for years I just kind of lived a very pleasant, quiet life, having nothing whatsoever to do with music.
Really?
Yeah. Until I got bored with that, and then I went back to America to make another album.
Wow.
But I guess it was because, you know, I had that little bit of success in the 80s meant that for a long time I didn't have to do any work, which is kind of both a blessing and a curse, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But you played darts for 6 years.
I did play a lot of darts. I got really good at darts.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
But you didn't make it as a profession?
No, my maths wasn't good enough.
Okay.
You know that whole thing?
Yeah.
That was my weak spot.
Well, there was another album, 1999, Enemy and Bonhomie. Very hip, sounded with a lot of rap in it. And now it's 2006,
right.
And again, within 7 years, we have to wait for 7 years, there's a new album now.
Well, you know, I guess I'm just very... I work slow.
You take your time for it, yeah.
Yeah, this new album's the first one I've recorded completely alone, and I made it at home in... it's kind of like... an album made in your back bedroom. So I play everything on it, and so it's kind of scary for me because it's, you know, there's no one else to take any of the blame. It's all my fault. Yeah.
Okay. And it's called White Bread Black Beer?
Yeah, that's right.
And what can we expect on this album? Is it classic Skriti Politi, or is it something completely different?
It's a bit different. It's a bit more perhaps gentle, and there isn't any kind of direct hip-hop influences, and there are no guest people. It's basically, a lot of it's just me and a keyboard, or me and a guitar. But so it's really all about, I guess, my voice and the songs. That's all you get.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear it. And Green, we're going to play one of your all-time favorite songs from the 80s now.
All right.
Which one is it?
That would be The Message by Grandmaster Flash, which I think was such a phenomenally great record and a very influential record, and we played it to death.
It's one of the first rap tracks ever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's magnificent.
It's a great song. We're going to play it for you, Green. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's lovely. Thanks.
And next time, we're going to invite you in the studio, okay?
I'd love that.
We can talk face to face and meet each other.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.
Mr. Green Gartside from Skriti Politi. It is Grandmaster Flash.
The Message.